Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Film Junk Podcast for Sunday, January 3rd, 2010. This is episode number 250, our very special clip show. And my name is Sean.
My name is Jay.
My name is Greg.
And we've been talking about this for a little while, and we just kind of thought, let's go back in the archives, because I think we forget about a lot of the stuff that's happened on this show over the years, and it's kind of fun to go back. I mean, I want to do it as much for myself as for you, the listeners, and I think it's going to be fun. We've got a lot of clips that were recommended, and we're just going to go back kind of like a sitcom and go through some of our favorite moments. I guess I should mention that there will be another episode released this week, a day later, most likely, which will be our year-end Best of 2009 episode. So keep an eye out for that. But as far as episode 250, it's kind of an interesting milestone. I mean, when you think about it, it basically means we've been doing the show for 5 years minus about 10 episodes, right? If you're thinking 52 weeks in a year. So that's quite a bit of podcasting. I don't know if you guys ever think about how long we've been doing the show for. I doubt we'll do it for another 5 years, but maybe.
You just made everybody very upset.
I'm just being realistic here. But I don't know. Are you guys, when you look back, are you proud of you know, what we've done on the show? Or are you just kind of like, it's something to do every Sunday night? Or,
well, I'm a little ashamed.
It's your dirty little secret.
That's right. You know, I just it's just once a week getting together with some friends to talk about movies. I enjoy doing that.
I mean, it's an excuse to see something every week, which, you know, it's not always. Sometimes we're forcing ourselves a little bit to see a movie maybe we wouldn't otherwise see. But a lot of the times, you know, I'm glad that we're pushing ourselves to see these, and it's always fun talking about them afterwards. Jay, any thoughts on how the podcast has shaped your life in the past 5 years?
It's given me something to do every week. Am I proud? You know, that pride is a dangerous thing. am I proud to have been born? Yeah. I mean, that is the accomplishment when you think about it.
Existing.
Think of how many chances there are for life to spawn and you know, compared to how often it does. That is something to be proud of.
Yeah, well, that's true. But I mean, getting away from life and getting back to podcasting, we are one of the longest running movie related podcasts out there. Certainly there's been a few, and
who's our competition for that spot?
Well,
who are we looking at?
I believe Film Spotting has been going longer than us, and they're certainly probably the biggest film related podcast out there. But
I've never listened to them.
No, it's a good show. I believe it's also on Chicago Public Radio, if I'm not mistaken. So I mean, it's definitely a little bit more professional than us. And I mean, I think a lot of the podcasts out there, well, not a lot of them, but there are some that are more professional than us, and then there's some that are a lot less professional than us. I think we come in somewhere in the middle, which is kind of how I like it. But
then we wouldn't be able to swear. If we were supposed to be professional, then Jay, you like to swear.
And I you couldn't make a joke about Sean saying just now that he likes coming somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, that's true. We can't do that.
You wouldn't hear that on Film Spotting, I don't think. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, I guess one thing maybe we should acknowledge is we actually did kind of get our start from the good folks over at the movie blog, which I guess the site is kind of changing now and undergoing new ownership. And our good friend Doug Nagy, who used to be a part of that podcast, has long since parted ways with it. But because Jay, you and I used to do a radio show on Brock University Radio, which was partially we talked about movies, but it wasn't just that. But then we kind of gave that up for a couple of years, and then the movie blog guys invited me on one of their early episodes, and it kind of just made me think, let's just do what we did on Brock Radio, but just do it on the internet, and then there's no rules, there's no one monitoring it, just do what we want, and that's kind of what this ended up being.
Do you remember on Brock Radio when there was a new program manager or station manager, and she thought I was doing cocaine during the show?
I do remember that, yeah.
Why?
Because apparently I was sniffing a lot.
And she actually came out and said this to you.
Who did she say it to? She didn't say it to me. I think she said it to our friend Kevin or someone else who was...
Yeah, or maybe our friend Anne, yeah. Who was...
Yeah, I think it was... Might have been her.
And did you laugh?
Probably, yeah. And it was pretty ridiculous.
Did she make you stop doing the show?
Or? No, she never mentioned it.
Oh.
Directly to me.
Well, I thought...
Which is, well, I mean, because you probably were snorting coke, right?
Yeah, but the I would do that before the show. The sniffing on the show was just from air being stale or a cold or whatever.
I see.
Congestion.
Yeah.
Well, this kind of brings something up, which I should have maybe thought about ahead of time, but I actually have a couple of clips from the CFBU show. Maybe we should play one of them right about here.
Kenneth P. O'Donnell, who I guess is the political advisor, was the political advisor to Kennedy.
Yes.
As played by Kevin Costner, playing the best he could as a Bostonian. if anyone saw Costner in Robin Hood, they'd probably notice that he's not the best with accents. In Robin Hood, he did a bad English accent, which he lost halfway through the movie. In this one, he does a bad Boston accent, which almost seems more like a caricature. As you said, he kind of sounds like Forrest Gump at times.
Yeah.
He'll be like, right now we're going to go carry out the planes into the war and shoot our missiles. He sounds like Mayor Quimby or whatever.
Mayor Quimby is from Inspector Gadget.
Chief
Gadget.
Quimby is...
Chief
Mayor, what's his name from Simpsons?
Mayor,
the mayor from the Simpsons.
Right.
What's his name?
Mayor Quimby.
No.
Yeah, Quimby. Chief. Mayor Quimby.
It is Mayor Quimby. That's what I said. A little too much for you.
Anyway, so that
I wasn't a part of that, so I wasn't listening.
Yeah, you weren't a part of it, but you did come on board. Fairly early on in the podcast years, I guess.
What year were you guys doing the Brock Radio thing?
Well, let's see. It would have been like
99, 2000,
around then, yeah.
So when I was on professional radio
as the gas man,
you guys were doing your thing on the university radio.
That's right.
Nice.
So, anyway, I guess what we were talking about before, about this show not being all that professional and being a little more personal, I think the reason why we can even do a clip show is because it is personal. And I thought we'd start off with a collection of clips from some of the supposed greatest hits of Film Junk, which these are some of the stories that have been told on the show over the years, many of which people have... you know, pointed to again and again as their favorite moments. And of course, they're not really all that movie related, but so be it. So let's start off with some of these stories. Some may be outrageous, some may be embarrassing, but hopefully they're all entertaining. So take a listen to some of these stories from Film Junk.
I guess you could say maybe it started at during last week's podcast. If anyone remembers,
that's where everything starts.
I did leave the room for a bathroom break. Usually it's because I'm drinking an extra large tea and I, you know, I have to urinate. This time I had diarrhea and I don't normally go at other people's places. So it was kind of unusual. And,
at least they used the bathroom instead of the closet this time.
Yeah.
That was
so
a silly error.
That was the starting point of a journey that lasted the entire week, in which I had convinced myself that I have colon cancer. And
but like I don't understand, like, diarrhea means colon cancer, or,
well,
like,
there's a
I don't
little
want,
more
I don't know if I want more
there's a little
details,
more to the
but...
story.
Because then, like, once every 4 months I have colon cancer.
Okay, well, I'll just say a couple things.
Oh, God.
You try and see this from my point of view.
Oh, son
okay?
of a bitch.
Change in bowel habits. Okay. Wednesday, I went number two 5 times. 5 times.
Maybe you ate something, and maybe
and,
it was the food.
Okay, then I'm like, this is unusual.
Maybe it was the poutine. It was but probably the poutine, I'm
what,
just going to say.
It, okay, it wasn't the 5 times that really had me wondering. It was the fact that the stool sample was triangular.
What?
It had angles. Like, sharp angles.
Well, first of all, how did, like, did you turn and look? Why?
Yeah. The 5th time, I'm like, okay, well, I got to look what's happening here. And, okay, so that happens. I go on the internet, right?
You look up triangular stool sample.
No. I look up...
Did you Google
first,
that?
First, I'm like, angular stool. And what comes up is, like, IKEA and, like, round stool, bar stool. You wouldn't believe... You wouldn't believe how hard it is to Google stool sample. And so I finally come across some sites that list colon cancer symptoms, and I'm looking, right, and I'm like, okay, I it lists, this is what it's got. Change in bowel habits.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Yes.
Change in the shape of stool. Pencil thin stool is one. Black stool,
oh,
meaning that there's blood being mixed into the stool in the upper colon.
Okay.
Or light red blood in the bowl. And a feeling of cramping and a feeling of not having emptied out. So Friday, I'm like, okay, I have the change in bowel habits. I have the unusually shaped stool. I have the feeling of not having emptied out.
Yeah, the IKEA I just like
to, and then I just like to point out that first-time listeners are really going to be getting to know you.
Okay, and
well.
Then I go jogging, right? I started jogging, and I got home, and I think I threw my back out while jogging. And then I am convincing myself that it's not a muscle strain or a muscle pull, that it's actually cramping that I'm confusing for a muscle pull.
Right.
And I couldn't sleep because I was, when I would lay flat, it would hurt. And when I'd breathe in, it would hurt in my side. And then Friday night, there is one symptom left. And Friday night, as you guys were out enjoying a concert, you were, I don't know what you were doing.
I was watching television at home.
Okay. Well, I was at home in the bathroom looking at toilet paper with blood on it.
Oh, that's good night.
At
good
which
night
point, I completely freaked out and was convinced I have colon cancer. And anyone who knows me knows I hate doctors. The only time I've gone to the doctors is when I was bit by a stray cat that I let into the house.
Okay, we're going to have that story on another show.